healthy life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPreparers.com. This hour, we're going to learn about a natural disaster. Superstorm Sandy. It pummeled the East Coast, and I'm sure you saw the images on television and the internet. This hour we're gonna learn what really happened and what it was like for those who were in the path of the superstorm as it hit Manhattan Island, New York City. You know, Manhattan Island, the access to Manhattan Island is via seven bridges. That's the only way you can get in or out unless you're traveling by boat or air. That's it. Seven bridges. This is part two of what Linus Ertley saw in New York City after the storm hit. Today is the one-year anniversary, and I'd like to share this with you. You know, you've heard there are over 150 of us at USAPreparers.com. We are researchers and farmers and authors and PhDs and medical doctors and pilots. And many of us are students rising to become instructors. Linus Ertley did just that. He became an instructor, and he wanted to share his knowledge and expertise with you. Linus is an insurance adjuster, and he was there just after the superstorm. Linus, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Linus, it was great seeing you last night at the meetup. You're at all the meetups, and I want to share this with the class. You're very quiet. I mean, you're very quiet. And, you take in the information intently, and it's always great to have you at the expos, the meetups, and on the broadcast classroom with us. So, Linus, can we start with this? Now, you received a phone call as an insurance adjuster. You received a phone call that said, hey, Linus, get ready. You're going east from Missouri. Can you tell us a little bit about that phone call? And then let's talk just for a couple minutes about the population density. So let's start with the phone call.
Okay, yeah. I'm an independent adjuster. And the company that I'm with, they called and said, you want to do some flood claims? Sure. I said, okay, we'll call you back in 20 minutes with details. About 15 minutes later, they called me back, and they say, yeah, get your stuff. You're going to Long Island. Pack your bags. You're going. I'm like, wow, okay. I've never been there before, so I drive. I actually stayed in New Jersey because it was a lot cheaper, and you know, you could get over into Long Island anyway right away because of all the damages. So I stayed about a half hour away from there, 45 minutes away from there, so I could be close but not be right there in it. And then from there, once I knew where I was and how long it took me to get into the city, I got a little bit closer. And things calmed down after about a week or so, but it was a culture shock. It was a very, I want to say this again, the people there are very nice. Some of the nicest people I've ever met were in New York, Brooklyn, Queens, and all of that. Now, given what they had to go through, it was quite the experience. Now, as far as the population density goes, if you picture Springfield, Missouri, There's about, what is there, 200,000 people in Springfield, 180, something like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Brooklyn, New York is smaller than Springfield, Missouri, as far as its footprint goes.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of having 150, 180,000 people in Springfield, in Brooklyn, a smaller area, they have 2.4 million people. So it's 10, 15 times the population density of Springfield, Missouri, or you know, any comparable size city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they're in there tied together.
And Linus, you know, we're used to not having our houses 10 feet apart from each other or even closer than that. You know, out in our farming community, homes are thousands of feet apart. So this was a real eye opener to you.
Oh yeah.
As to the density. Okay. So that being said, let's just talk about the height above sea level, and then we'll get into what kind of damage was done and what you saw. So when you look at Long Island, it's at sea level, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's just right there. I guess it's, when you go farther north on the island, it goes up a little bit. But, I mean, like Brooklyn, Queens, JFK Airport, Breezy Point, Coney Island, all of that is Brooklyn and Queens. And that is right there. It's like being in Florida on the ocean. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the houses that I had were within just a few blocks of the ocean. There were a few that were just right across from the ocean, or, you know, a block from the ocean right there. There'd be a park and then a house. And some were a little bit further in. But, yeah, to see water come up 5, 8, 10 feet was normal.
Yeah.
And what I say, but I mean by that is, you know, 5, 10 feet above the grass is what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So, and the thing with Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, it was, yeah, there was a wind event with it, but it wasn't really a wind storm as much as a flooding event because it was a tidal surge. It was low pressure moving over the city. And if you look at a hurricane, the right side of the hurricane is the most devastating part of it because of the nature of the hurricane. But that's the side that hit Brooklyn and Queens, and it curved left and hit New Jersey, and it got wind and tidal surge there too. But the flooding was, I would say, 95% of all the damage was from flood, not from wind.
The reason that I wanted to mention the height above sea level, Linus, is because it's pretty flat there. Now, here in the Ozarks, you know, we have a lot of hills, and water's going to run quickly down these hills. But if it's flat, it's hard for water to find a place to go because it's flat. So that made the flooding even worse because where does all this water go?
Yeah, it was there. I don't know how long the water stayed for. The average what I saw is it kind of varied different, you know, depending on where you went. Some places they said it was only here for 15 minutes. It came in and then it was gone, but it still does the same damage as far as the flood goes. Other places it was here, it was in, you know, it was in the yard and here for 5 hours, 6 hours. And that's a long time to have water sitting there. And yeah, it had nowhere to go because it is flat and it, you know, the storm was so big, it just kind of stayed there and just, you know, what wind there was pushing the water, you know, into the houses and just kind of kept everything wet and, it was quite the deal.
Linus Ertley, let's talk about the types of houses. Do they have basements, or are they on flat slabs, or did you see both, or are houses on stilts? What did you see? Did the water go under the houses? Did the water go in the crawl spaces? Did it go in the basements, or did it do all of that?
Well, it was all of that, and I don't know. There, virtually every house I had a basement. Now, a basement, the definition of a basement, let's just do that real quick. Basement definition is whenever the part of your house that you're living in or, you know, the storage area is below grade on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
So if at any point you have to go up to get out from anywhere, that's a basement. whether it's 6 inches or 10 feet. It's a basement. Mm-hmm. Now, like a walkout basement, like we have in the Midwest and elsewhere where there's more hills, a walkout basement really isn't a basement because you can walk out the back and be at natural grade and never go up to get out. You just go out and then down or just out to natural grade. That's technically not a basement. But anyway, yeah, as far as New York goes, yeah, most every house had a basement. I had a few crawl spaces. I don't think I had any slab houses. There were some out there, I'm sure. I didn't have any. And the ones that were on stilts, I didn't have any of those myself, but I know at Breezy Point and parts of Atlantic City and along the coast there, they did have the houses that had to be built up to a certain level because of the sea level. They had to be up at a certain height above sea level to keep it from flooding. And there was a lot of that going on, too. But like I said, the ones I had all basements, and really, I don't know why they didn't build them up any higher than they did. It was an unprecedented storm, so they never expected that.
So, Linus,
that high.
Well, let's talk about the houses that had crawl spaces. So that what that really means is there's kind of a foundation. The house is kind of lifted up a couple feet off ground level. But typically, if those are ranch houses, the heating systems are in the crawl space, right?
Yes, a lot of times.
And what happened? What kind of damage did you see in it? Let's start with the houses with the crawl spaces. What kind of damage did you see there?
Well, as far as well, it was all flood. I mean, as far as the damage goes to the crawl space, it was the claim would be maybe less because, you know, a crawl space isn't living space, and so there's less things down there that are covered anyway. But any of the ductwork, the HVAC, all of that, you know, it was all salt water, so it destroys pretty much any metal that it hits. So I had to buy, you know, front doors, exterior front doors would be covered. HVAC, boilers, things like that, if they were under the house or on, you know, the ground level, they got salt water, they were destroyed. Mm-hmm. The crawl spaces, the insulation had to be replaced because it gets wet. So if they had insulation, that would have to be replaced. They had to clean out pump out the water, dehumidify everything, and antimicrobial to keep mold and mildew from growing in the future. Flood policies don't cover mold, but they'll cover remediations, meaning that it won't, they'll, you know, clean an antimicrobial so it doesn't start to grow.
Mm. Okay. Wow. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. What really happened? What did Linus Bertley see when he went to visit New York, Long Island, New Jersey, right after the storm. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Linus Ert was with us, and, you know, Linus, now I'm thinking about the basements, you know, below grade on all sides. You know, the perfect place for a swimming pool under the house. What happened?
Yeah.
So, did we see floating couches? I mean, books? I mean, what did you see? Or actually, could you see that?
Well, when I got there, it was a few days after the storm hit because it was so chaotic. I just, you know, we had to wait to get in there really to effectively go in and do claims, to go in and document all the damage. But, you know, basically, yeah, when I got there, the floors were still muddy, and I didn't really have to walk through any water. I was actually kind of surprised at that. I guess they had good drainage. There was furniture, wood floors, you know, things like that, which are not covered in basements, by the way, if you have insurance. I don't sell insurance. I mean, I have no dog in the fight, but just so you guys know, flood insurance, basements, there's only a few things covered down there in a basement, meaning below grade on all sides. Wood floors are not covered. Finished floors, interior doors, carpet, paint, tile, trim, furniture, beds, dressers, none of that's covered in basements, regardless of who you are. It is just not covered. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about getting flood insurance after seeing all the reports about Hurricane Sandy and Katrina and all that. Probably one of the most heartbreaking things I saw were fur coats. They were in the basement. And they were not covered. So that's just one of those things. Look at your policy and make sure that you understand that a flood policy is not a homeowner's policy. They're two separate deals. They're two separate things. So keep that in mind when you're out there. If you're thinking about it, if you live in an area where, yeah, it could flood here, you need to talk to your agent about getting another policy, a flood policy, if you can get that.
Linus, let me see if we understand. Are you saying that had that fur coat been in the closet on the first floor, it would have been covered, but because it was in the basement, surrounded on all sides, below grade, it's not covered?
That's right. And if you have, you have to also get contents coverage and then have that all on the main floor of the house or above. If it's in the basement, different coverages apply. Even with contents coverage, if it's in the basement, it doesn't get covered. So make sure that, you know, you keep those kind of things out of the basement. Because the way they look at it, basements aren't living space like the first floor is. That's why, and that's why the drywall is covered, but paint, texture, trim, carpet, none of that's covered in basements, period. So just keep that in mind whenever you do a basement or, you know, store things in the basement, because those are not covered. What is covered, just real quick, washers and dryers, freezers, and the contents in the freezer, window air conditioning units that are in place, and portable air conditioner units are the only things covered in basements if you have contents coverage. Now, the first floor, your wood floors are covered, your carpet's covered, all that. If it's above grade, it's got to be above grade on any one or all sides. If it's below grade any on all sides, like I said, the basement, all that goes away. Except those six things, the washer and the dryer, the freezer, the contents of the freezer, the window air conditioner unit, and the portable air conditioner unit. Those six things are the only things that get covered in flood in a basement, if you have contents coverage. And then, like, the clean out, the drywall's covered, the electrical's covered, the heating, you know, the boiler, the water heater, those things are covered without the contents. That's part of the house. It's part of the structure. It's part of the utilities. So that is, it's kind of confusing. You can just ask your agent if you want to get it. It's pretty involved, but anyway.
So Linus, the damage that you saw was heartbreaking, I'm sure. Did you see a lot of tears?
Yes, I did. I sure did. It was really sad. I mean, it was. I mean, given the what they had to go through in New York, they were really nice people. They're really good people. They stuck with each other. They band together. They helped out. They brought in food from upstate and from New Jersey. Folks would bring in food, you know, because that's just the kind of people that they were. And I was actually surprised at that, being a big city and everybody's in a hurry and all of that. And they are. That's just how they are. I mean, other than that, good folks. I got invited for Thanksgiving dinner while I was there last year. They said, "What are you doing for Thanksgiving?" I said, "Oh, I'll be working."
Wow. Linus, it brings a tear to my eye just thinking about it. Linus, certainly. We'll be right back.
And the winner of Fallback Pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Linus certainly is with us. And Linus, I was just thinking during the break about a chat we had several weeks ago when you were telling us about some of the interaction you had with one of our instructors, and that would be Storm Cantwell. And now, class, Storm. Now, class, Storm Cantwell's a big boy, and Linus is a big boy. And Storm, the movie Roadhouse was built on our instructor's story. Storm Cantwell, and he trains in defense, and it's called Defense by Storm. And this guy. He is a storm. He really is. And Linus, I was thinking about you telling me that there are just a few spots left on your body that are not bruised.
Yeah, I'm a little sore. I play the bad guy. He does the self-defense tactics. He doesn't teach you how to fight as much as how to defend and attack and counteract it to stop the fight is what it's all about. And, yeah, his Facebook is Defense by Storm. And, yeah. I feel sorry for anybody that ever tries to fight him. It just wouldn't be a good day at all. It's like Steven Seagal stuff, only I think it's a little better, actually. It's real and it's right there. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's at the meetup, so class, if you want to meet Storm Cantwell, he's there. Linus, we've got a call. Mike from Tennessee. Mike Parsons is on with us. Mike, please go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. There's a couple of consequences of these disasters that I needed to bring to people's attention. And I wanted to ask the guest, first of all, does he have any idea of what percentage of damage was caused by fire?
Well, I didn't see any fire claims myself. I know there were 111 houses, I believe it was, that burned in Queens because there was a gas leak, and there was actually about 5 feet of water on the street. But these houses all caught on fire when the storm first came in, and just the wind, and the houses are so close together, you can touch two houses in most areas where the water was. And the water, the wind just blew the fire and burned, like, I think it was 111 houses. I don't know if there were more than that. There may have been some over on Breezy Point down there, too. I don't know what the percentage is as far as fire versus anything else, but flood is by far the most damage that Sandy did to New York and New Jersey.
The reason that those fires occur, in many cases, they call it the West Coast Supplemental Insurance Plan. Have you ever heard of the West Coast Supplemental Insurance Plan?
No. Is it a fire policy of some kind or an endorsement?
Well, it's a consequence of when you don't have flood insurance, but you do have homeowners that has fire protection.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
It's called a gallon of gas. But anyway, there's one other consequence that I wanted to mention, and that is that all of a sudden the used car lots are full of these nice new model cars that they're ready to sell you at a bargain basement price, but they don't have the title right yet, but they'll go ahead and sell it, get your bill of sale, and within 5 days they'll mail you the title, so it's okay. And, of course, when you get the salvage title, then you realize, oops, I've been had. Mm. These are consequences of disasters that people should be aware of because they occur. And as far as the cars and such, I've actually known people that have bought these flooded out vehicles, didn't know what they were getting.
The Katrina cars.
Katrina cars, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know how many cars in New York got flooded. I can tell you it was many tens of thousands because I saw lots of them just parked on the side of the road. Now, I don't do cars myself currently. I just do the homeowners. But, yeah, there were a lot of cars that were flooded and had total loss written on the windows, and they parked them all. They towed them all away to one of the old airports there, and I think it was 10 or 15,000 at one airport at one point. I mean, just in the Brooklyn area. And then everybody else, you got to watch that because, you know, the salt water that got those vehicles is why they were a total loss. If they get a foot, I talked to the auto adjuster. If they get like a foot, foot and a half of water in the vehicle, it's total.
The electronics, and these hybrids,
they're toast because the motors, the batteries get salt water and they're just gone.
That's correct. And the only other thing that I can think of that I did have a friend who lives actually on Staten Island, and they said that everyone there, there's no natural gas. They use fuel oil for heating. They have kerosene. Basically, it's a boiler in the basement to heat the hot water to heat the building. And because they had listened to this program and others on GCN, this is not an endorsement, but it is an endorsement because it's the truth. And they had stocked up food and water and those provisions needed to protect those items. And even though they were without power for a couple of weeks, they were able to hunker down and stay put and survive and protect their property, whereas the people that they knew down the road that were used to going to the deli every night, well, the deli was
right.
closed, and so they were either dumpster diving, and after a while, they had to vacate to go to where they could get provisions, and they weren't walking down the street with that 42-inch flat-screen TV. They were taking the things that they prized most valuable because they knew right behind them were looters, in many cases, unfortunately, going through their personal property afterwards, which was sad, but that was a reality.
I didn't see any looting or anything like that. I tried to leave before dark just because of what it was. And, you know, Brooklyn and Queens, a lot of it was without power for much of the time I was there. But I didn't see any zombies, as it were. I almost did because the way people didn't have access to running water, they couldn't do laundry, they couldn't take baths, and they were cleaning out their houses and they were dirty. And I would go back every day, and I would see the same people in the same area getting dirtier and dirtier. But they were working and cleaning out their houses and, you know, helping each other out. It was quite the deal. It almost became bad. It could have became bad if other folks hadn't come in to help. And thank goodness for the people of the New York City area that were they stuck together and helped each other out. They really did have each other's backs. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I actually had some friends that lived on Long Island, and they were not hurt at all. And they did go over and try to help out as many as they could when they could. But the reality is that most people were kept out of there because they just didn't want a lot of extra bodies in there when FEMA was trying to go through there and disorganize everything. And organize everything. What am I saying?
About the prepping thing, as far as, you know, if you live in an area that's prone to that, whether it be a flood or hurricane, no power, winter storm, whatever, and grid down anything, you can put enough food and water under your bed to feed a family of four for at least a week or two or three. I mean, people should just do that. Just put it where it won't flood.
Linus, what happened to prices? What happened to prices of gasoline? What happened to prices of that case of water that you could have put under your bed the week before? Do you have a feel for that? And what happened to cans of food in terms of prices?
Well, I really don't know all of that because I was over in Jersey, and, you know, I brought all my own food and all my own water. Because I knew going into this, I thought, you know what? And that's part of the USA Prepares, the meetup thing. That's part of the deal. It made me think. Bring some food. Bring some water. I had five cases of water with me when I left. Mm-hmm. I had probably 50 or 60 cans of soup and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And some crackers and things. That way I knew at least I had food and water. I can fight another day.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you find...
know I was going into it first.
Right. And so that's wonderful, Linus. And what I'm hearing, I'm starting to hear more and more stories about the impact that we're having in helping people think like what you just said. So, Linus, did you find that you were at the point where there were people who were hungry that you needed to help and you had to make a decision? Tell us about that, please.
Well, on a couple of occasions, in fact, this is the same group, man and woman invited me for Thanksgiving, actually, to these people. I got there. They had no power. It was right after the election, and I'm not very political. I didn't say anything about it, but they had no power. And I walked up. I shook her hand, and she said, oh, your hand's warm. And she just grabbed me, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, there's no power here. Wow. And there was no way to heat unless you wanted to burn any furniture, which is what a lot of folks were doing.
Burning furniture.
Burning their end tables and their chairs and things that got wet that are going to be ruined. Okay, we can burn them, you know, whatever. You know, that kind of thing. But, they didn't even know. They asked me who won the election. I said, we don't have any TV around here. Nobody even knows who won. Mm-hmm. And all the cars got washed away or destroyed. They couldn't even tune into their radios in their cars. So most folks in that, you know, there's certain areas and pockets you know, that had a lot of damage didn't know much of anything. And they, these are people that got helped by folks from upstate, from New Jersey, bringing in sandwiches and soup and, you know, bottles of water and things like that. So
what went through your mind? What went through your mind when you saw these starving, thirsty people and you had some supplies in your trunk? What did you do?
Well, you know, actually a couple of times I thought, okay, I'm gonna give these people some water, but it's kind of weird because it's, well, not weird. It's just how it was. I was in the basement taking pictures and I was thinking, I think I'm gonna give these guys a case of water. Cause over in Jersey, it was okay where I was about 45 minutes west of New York City, Plainfield, but I was gonna give them some water, but then the truck shows up, like a food truck type. And this couple jump out with bags, I mean, big plastic bags, you know, with handles built in, and said, hey, here's some sandwiches, here's some, you know, this, here's, you know, a case of water. And I was like, wow. And I was talking with them, and they said, yeah, we're from upstate, and we just came down to help. I'm thinking, man, that's cool. That many people, and they still come in and help. I mean, it was too cool. I just, you know, I'm glad that was there.
Linus, let me make sure I understand. Linus, these are people who did this on their own. This was not a government agency. These are just people who just came in with sandwiches and food and water, right?
That's right. And some restaurants had generators. They were cooking food for people, too.
Hold that thought. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Linus Ertling's with us. Linus, it's always great to be in the broadcast classroom with you. You know, I just want to share this with you. You mentioned something that triggered a thought in my mind. The Joplin tornado. There were police at every major intersection, stopping everyone from entering the tornado-ravaged areas. I'm talking about within hours of the tornado ending. I was there the day after, and I found a way into the rear area, you know, that the police didn't see me, and I was walking around helping people. But here's the point. There was a food truck and a trailer. It's kind of like one of these things you might see at a fair where they serve food out the side window of a truck and trailer. And they were serving free food to anybody that wanted. Anybody, they would give hamburgers and hot dogs and drinks and potato chips. And they came up from North Carolina. It was all self-funded. These people just bought this trailer, and they were going to go into a business. And they decided they were going to use it right then and there for serving people food who had lost everything. The tornado just wiped them out in Joplin. And there were several women, a whole group of women, that were sneaking behind the police blockade to bring food to those victims behind the lines where the police were keeping everybody out. And they were just delighted, and they were laughing as they came back to the food truck to restock and bring food. So what happened is the police were preventing the rescue effort from continuing by we the people. And it was unbelievable. So you're saying that you saw the same kind of thing, right? Where people just took it upon themselves to bring food in with no reimbursement. They're just doing it because we're all in this together. Is that what you saw?
That's what I saw. Now, I didn't see roadblocks and restrictions from people letting people in there when I was there, at least not where I was. I was in Brooklyn and Queens. I mean, it was so chaotic. I think it was just like, if you're here to clean up, then go clean up. Because there's so much stuff here. I mean, it was unreal. But, I mean, yeah.
In Joplin, In Joplin, they prevented people from, you know, the Red Cross said, you can't volunteer. You cannot volunteer. I said, I'm going anyway. And then when I got to Joplin, I saw these big plywood signs, 4x8, that said, we need help. So the media is telling people, don't go to Joplin. And Joplin's saying, we need help. So, and you saw that, and you saw in New York and Brooklyn and Queens that if you wanted to help, just go help.
That's what I saw. I did.
I love it.
But I didn't see cops stopping people from going back. I didn't even get a placard for my car. I drove my car to there from Springfield, drove it to New York City. I didn't get a placard of any kind as far as, like, you know, in the mirror, in the rearview mirror saying, hey, I'm with so-and-so, I need to get through here. I never even got asked. I just was able to get in there and do my thing. Just I just thought it was, you know, it was progress in action. Leave me alone. Get in my way. I mean, I
love
it. And that stuff. I never did go through any barricades that were like, you know, police checkpoints. I didn't see any of that.
Well, that's what we had in Joplin.
Yeah.
Linus, in the remaining minute or so. Linus, in the remaining minute that we have, what did people who you met wish they had done that they had not done?
Got some of their stuff out of the basement and got it up to higher ground. Or they wish they had, you know, more contents coverage on their insurance policy, their flood policy, not their homeowners, their flood policy. Wish they had, you know, contents coverage or more contents coverage. You know, for their main floor or their basement, whatever. Contents coverage is across the board, with the exception of what's covered in the basement. More coverage, move stuff out of the basement. Wish they knew they were getting that much water.
Linus, did they actually believe that they had the coverage, though? Did they think that, oh, shoot, I've got insurance, I'm good to go? And then they found out later? Is that what happened?
A little bit, but too bad. Ones I had, they all had flood policies, but yeah, some of them wish they had more coverage than what they thought they had. They didn't think they would need that much. Yeah.
Yeah. Linus, you know, I think we need to do part three. I thought we could do it in two.
We can do it.
Hey, I'll see you Monday at the meetup. Linus Ertley. He's an insurance adjuster, a student who rose to become an instructor. Class, you can do it too. You can do it too. If you've got expertise and you'd like to be on the air with us, give us a call, send us an email, vincent@usapreparers.com. We're in the business of helping each other. We're all in this together. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.